just split a seam now if I don't die laughing first. Mr. Oogie Boogie says there's trouble close at hand. You better pay attention now, cause I'm the boogie man. And if you aren't shaking, there's something.
You're enjoying this too much, dude.
Cause this may be the last time you hear the boogie.
This is not Rudolph from Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, I feel.
No, but this is from a classic holiday movie.
Which one? Die Hard?
No, no, but that is, of course, a Christmas movie. Everyone knows that. That's saying.
Absolutely.
That is from Tim Burton's The Nightmare Before Christmas.
The Nightmare Before Christmas.
Right, which is both a Halloween movie and a Christmas movie.
So what you're saying is you don't have to be on drugs to listen to the show this morning, but it might help.
No. I don't know the name of this group, Charlie, even though it's right there in the YouTube page. But I stumbled on this by accident. This guy's bass voice is deeper than, like, the guy from Home Free or Pentatonix.
Sure.
Let's turn this part up.
I'm drowning in my tears.
We're nowhere near the bottom of his range. Jesus.
Wow.
Yeah.
He can get way down.
Yeah.
To do my stuff.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to do the best I can. Hit it.
I've never seen the movie.
Yeah.
I need to go home now and check it out.
Yeah, we watch this every year for Halloween, and then we probably watch it again at Christmas time.
At Christmas time.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, this is Heather's favorite holiday movie.
What did you bring us on the plates?
All right. Merry Christmas, fellas.
Since it's on radio,
you and I are
you'll
sharing
have
that
describe
one. This one's for Phil when he comes out of his cave. Well, you can go ahead and get your biscuit.
That's all right. That's a biscuit?
That's
looks
a
like
tea
a cracker.
It's a tea biscuit.
A tea biscuit.
Yeah, which means a small biscuit.
Oh, okay.
This is some Rennie's honey butter. This is the blackberry honey butter.
I thought it was potted meat or something.
No, that's honey butter.
That's what it looked like.
Yeah, from Rennie's Honey Butter. And they just opened that cottage here 1 month or so ago.
Now, did you make this or did you buy this somewhere?
Well, I bought Rennie's Honey Butter from our friends at the Cheese Cottage.
Absolutely. Okay. Christy, yeah.
But the biscuit, Charlie, is of particular interest to you. Now, Mike noticed I rolled these two flat, so they're not as fluffy as they should be, and that's just I executed poorly.
But tastes great.
I thought you meant to do them. You should have just said, I meant to do them that way.
Yeah. But as a diabetic, these biscuits should be of interest to you because to get the light fluffiness that you need for biscuits, the traditional way is to incorporate a saturated fat. Mm-hmm. Most commonly in the old days was lard. But then they said they wanted to
be
healthy.
Old Crisco.
No. Crisco is worse than lard.
Okay.
But to try and be healthier, they invented this thing called vegetable shortening, which is not healthy at all. It's worse for you than lard, Crisco being the most famous brand. So biscuits are always an issue for a diabetic. This is made with coconut oil.
Okay.
Which is highly recommended for diabetics because it has compounds in it that help you better regulate your body sugar or your blood sugar.
Does this have gluten in it?
Of course it has gluten in it.
Okay, because
there's nothing wrong with gluten.
Well, I know. I experienced a gluten-free, what was it we had at my sister's house yesterday? Anyhow, it was gluten-free lasagna made with rice flour.
Yeah, the – pasta just turns into mush.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing on gluten-free. If you decide to do a gluten-free diet, for whatever reason, even if it's medical, which is just celiac disease, everything else is just a lifestyle change, is that when you decide that, you need to also decide you're never going to have pizza again, you're never going to have a sandwich again, you're never going to have pasta again. If you can't do that, then don't say you're gluten-free.
Well, now what about that?
Because you can't make those
pasta.
That's regular pasta, Charlie. It just has food coloring in it, or a food additive like the green pasta is just dried spinach in there.
Yeah,
red pasta is just sun-dried tomato, but it still has gluten in it. Without gluten, you can't make those things properly. So you need to go. If I'm going to be gluten-free, you're never going to have another sandwich. Just resign yourself to that. You're never going to find anything that substitutes for it that's any good because you can't make bread without gluten. It's impossible.
Yeah.
There are people who make breads you know, the gluten-free breads. But if you bite into them, you could tell texturally it's not bread. Gluten is what gives you that toothiness. So
toothiness.
Yeah. And, you know, it's just like if you decide to be a vegetarian, you've decided every meal from now on is a salad.
Yeah.
You know, this little biscuit actually grows on you. It's very good.
Yeah, like I said, I just rolled them too dense so they didn't get light, but they taste fine. You can go ahead and slurp one down. Okay. Michael. Oh, Merry Christmas, everybody. Oh, yeah.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Mike.
Oh, I'm not. What did you get me?
What do you think?
A brown paper bag for his wine.
But I didn't.
Well, actually.
Oh.
Now you can try it.
Tinto.
Yep.
And you don't have to try it on the show if you don't want to.
Because I didn't bring a wine opener.
Well, that'll make that interesting.
Read the label and tell the people about it, what little you know here.
Confidential Reserva Tinto.
Is it confidential or confidential?
It could be. Either way.
Yeah.
Confidential.
But we got a little message right there.
Yeah, John from Fish River says, friends tuning in on Facebook can't get the show there. My goodness.
Maybe it's
weather. It's live. There's other people chimed in.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah. So just go to the Facebook/SipAndChew, and you should be able to see the
broadcast. Yeah, I think you got to get on Facebook first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got to get on Facebook first. But
yeah.
I want to thank you for sitting in for me last week.
No, that's okay.
Pulling double duty last week.
That's all right, Longer.
That's right. You were not here.
I was absent. Not here. I was really, really sick. And
he was wrestling some tuberculosis, it sounded like.
Yeah, it was. And I still can't get rid of this little irritating hacking cough. It won't go away.
I pick on you, but I got sick this week too, and I'm just getting over it. And I'll probably cough before the show's over too.
Everybody says it's gonna, and my doctor says it's going to take a couple weeks for you to finally get over this thing. Right when I think I'm getting over it, I get it back again. It seems to be, but I do work myself to death. I work entirely too much. Mm-hmm. Entirely too much.
Okay. Now I had you educate me to this wine.
Mm-hmm.
So that I knew what I was dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what I was saying. We'll talk about it real quick because it's a Portuguese wine, correct? Mm-hmm.
From Portugal, yeah.
Is that where Portuguese wines come from?
Argentina is, I think the official language in Argentina is Portuguese.
Yeah.
And
Brazil.
And they make a lot of Italian, Portuguese, Portugal style wines down there.
Nobody reads the Magna Carta anymore. So we're not sure where the line was.
No one expects the Spanish Inquisition.
Yeah. But Tinto is actually used in Italy as well. And it simply means red. Mm-hmm. And it's probably a red blend.
Yeah.
Which are
my favorites.
Interesting enough, I like to watch Create Channel a lot.
Right.
And they were doing a show on Portuguese wines.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, and they're mainly known for ports.
Oh, yeah. I love a good port.
Yeah. And they do a great tawny port, too, which is mm-hmm. like the Australians do.
Right.
Australians, I think, are cheaper, though.
Yeah.
Wow,
that was fast.
But
I couldn't find my time cards.
Oh, okay.
But Lord, I mean, they make incredible, incredible wines there. And the hills are – that reminds me of Germany because the hills along the river
are alive with the sound of music?
I had that same thought.
But
we've been hanging out together too long.
They're terraced, real steep.
Really?
Yeah. And so they don't get a lot of – and they have to – And I would imagine
the sunlight is drastically different for the grapes
from
the top of the hills
to
the bottom.
From AM to PM, yeah.
All right, folks, 343-0106 is the Callahan's Irish Social Club text line.
You read that well.
And we also want to thank the folks at Hall Sausage and Bob's Downtown Diner. We'll talk more about them when we come back.
Jesus Christ to be our sweet Savior. Oh, the rising of the sun and the running of the deer, the playing of the merry organs, really singing in the choir.
It's just
to get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
What happens when you don't have time to edit?
out in West Texas, where the Clear Fork waters flow, where the cattle are a-browsing and them Spanish ponies grow, where the northers come a-whistling and the old dust devils roll, and the prairie dogs are sneezing and freezing from the cold, where the lonesome tawny prairies melt into the airy streams, and the double mountains slumber in the heavenly kind of dreams, where the antelope are grazing and the lonesome plovers call. It was there that I attended the cowboy Christmas ball.
I discovered...
I was going to say, that's probably enough of that.
Yeah, I discovered that song in my early days in Nashville. And it's a farce by some from the early 90s prominent country singers. That's Michael McMurphy or something like that. But Susie Boggess comes in at the end, and I had a huge crush on her when I was young. Just
with good
red hair, pretty brown eyes. And
We're all in the Christmas spirit here today.
Yep.
Coughing and hacking and got our coals going on. But we don't want to forget that we have people to thank out there.
Yes, we do.
We got Tony Sawyer and the guys and girls.
He's
down
a good
there.
Guy.
Yeah, he's a great guy. Yeah. They went around and gave a lot of Christmas presents away yesterday.
Yeah, and, Bob's downtown diner taking care of people.
With his group of motorcycle buddies, and riders, and they went out and they went around and made a lot of kids' Christmases even better this year.
Rumor has it he's a pretty good cook.
You gotta start somewhere. But doing a good job there, and I want to thank them for supporting us, and then Beverly Hodges and the Hodges family over there at Hall's Sausage and Chicken Sausage.
Oh, love Deborah. Love Deborah.
Didn't she, a sweetheart?
Oh, and that venison sausage?
I still hadn't tried it. Still hadn't tried it, but I'll get somewhere one day where there will be some, and I'll try it.
Yeah, Iroquois Street at the Halls. At the Halls.
That's a funny name.
Iroquois?
Street. That's a funny name for a street.
It's one of the oldest names in America.
It's an Indian name, I think.
Right. Yeah, it's the Iroquois tribe. You're familiar with the book Last of the Mohicans?
Mm-hmm.
The people who had the Mohawks were actually the Iroquois. Not Mohawk. The Mohawks didn't wear their hair like that.
Oh, okay.
It's a misnomer, but people saw the book and later the movie and called it a Mohawk.
Surprised somebody didn't sue somebody.
What was the name of that street again?
Scalped.
What was the name of that street again?
Iroquois. Yeah.
So, but
Chickasaw has a strong link to Native Americans. Mm-hmm. It's named Chickasaw. And
Chickasaw tribe,
right? And in days of yore, which I believe is an actual time span like medieval, right?
Mm-hmm.
There
like
was
four score, 20.
There were a good deal of Chickasaw lived in that area. Chickasaw Creek was actually French for the Creek of the Chickasaw.
I'll be there.
So there's a strong tie there. There are a lot of Native American. There's Hopi Street.
Mm-hmm.
The Hopis are. A Desert Southwest band, but there are a lot of Native American names in Chickasaw.
So, Stu, you've taken the word engine out of your vocabulary?
Not when I'm talking about my truck.
Well, yeah.
So, I had some questions for you last week.
Okay.
They've been burning.
Burning questions.
They've been burning.
Have you tried Alka-Seltzer?
not yet, but getting there. But first of all, I wanted to congratulate my friends Holly and his her daddy Edward Alberto. They opened a wine bar in Owa last week called C'est le Vin. Beautiful place, gorgeous wine bar, wonderful wine bar, and I wish them much success. But I wanted to get that out of the way. But here's the thing: I was cooking the other night, and you go to Walmart or wherever, you buy them little rubber spatulas, Rubbermaid spatulas and all that. But every one of mine are all like rolled and burned at the end.
Mm-hmm.
Do they make spatulas that are heat resistant? I know they.
Yeah, they were expensive ones, not the 99-cent ones.
Right,
or
right,
metal
right.
ones.
And well, mm-hmm. when you got some pans, you don't want to like.
In fact,
like your pans and then my blue diamonds.
Yeah.
I don't want to put metal on them.
Right.
I don't want to use a metal spatula. Yeah. I want something.
Now, you've been in the commercial kitchens. You know the big rubber spatulas that we use.
Mm-hmm.
Those are all vulcanized and are high temp.
Mm-hmm.
I want to take one of those,
mm-hmm.
go to the people that make them, say, see this wonderful thing you've built? I want one, but I want it 3 feet long and about 4 inches wide at the bottom, the size of a paddle that you use for making gumbo or chili, but make it out of that so that you can keep the bottom of that giant pot of gumbo or chili from burning.
Yeah.
Good idea.
Yeah.
Oh,
patent
yeah.
pending.
You can have it. Yeah, patent pending.
Yeah. But, yeah, have it 36 or 48 inches long.
Because David Hubble might hear it and he might go do it.
Don't do it, David. Don't do it. Don't do
but
it.
But anyway, those things, I'm wondering, is it, certainly it's got to be something out there that won't roll and burn on the end of it.
Yeah, I've had KitchenAid spatulas. They're usually like $10 a piece.
Mm-hmm.
They're darn near indestructible.
I don't mind paying a little more or a lot more if I don't have to keep throwing them away.
Yeah, but if you're gonna keep buying the 99-cent one or
take
four
a razor
for $3,
blade and shave the bad part off of it.
You get what you pay for, Michael.
Yeah.
Why couldn't you just have a shiny all metal pot without a coating?
You can't. It's called stainless steel.
Yeah, but that's hard to clean sometimes.
But you're not going to.
I've got a couple of them, Charlie, that I'll use. I've even got a frying pan that it's. I mean, I can cook eggs in it, and they will not stick.
Yeah,
but you have to treat them a certain way. But when you're in a hurry in the morning, when you're trying to get ready for work and all that, you ain't got time for all that treatment and all that. You just want to put it in a pan, flip it, eat it, put it on the bread, make a sandwich, boom, you're done.
Beep, yeah, dibbity bop, flip
that's
it around.
That's it. Now, another question I have.
Taco sandwich.
What, for the common person at home that really likes to show off and cook, a meat carving knife, what would you recommend?
Well, the same brand I would with a chef knife or something like that. Henkel is great. Wusthof. You could go into Mobile Fixture, one of the restaurant supply stores.
That sells to the public.
Right.
Yeah.
And just get one of like their Dexter Russells. Because if you get a really nice carving knife from a Henkel or Shun or one of the really good professional chef-grade ones, you're going to be dropping down $125 to $200.
Ooh. Yeah, but it's going to be a lifetime deal.
Right. But how often are you going to carve a turkey?
True.
Go into a restaurant supply store, it's still going to be a pretty penny, but about $35 will get you what we use in the restaurants most of the time, just the plain white handle. Everybody's seen them.
Yeah.
And I've got one in my kit.
Mm-hmm.
I'll also tell you, the other one that I use at home, I went to Amazon because I needed a carving thing in my bag. And I said, well, this is what I got, so I'll go there. I paid $17.95 for it. The fork and the knife both have a faux staghorn handle.
Oh.
And they're absolutely gorgeous. And every time I pull them out, someone comments on them. It was $17.95 for the set. The darn thing is really good. Really good.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little shorter than what I need to do prime rib if I'm doing a catering or something.
Right.
But for at-home carving, it's wonderful. Just I forget the brand name. But just go to Amazon, stag handle carving knife and fork, and it popped up. It was $17.95, and it just really is great. And the fork, Mike, also has this little wishbone on it.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you're not using it, you flip the wishbone up, and it sits down on the table and keeps the fork from touching the table.
I've been there.
Yeah.
Really I have nice. A thing about utensils touching the tabletop. Hey, Mike, I'm going to ask you to put your questions on hold. Stu, Mobile Fixture, are they on Cottage Hill?
No. They're on
Mont Lamar.
Yeah, Mont Lamar.
Well, okay, but it's kind of on that corner or close
to
the
airport. No, that's almost.
It's in between airport and.
We can walk there from here.
Oh, it's in between airport and Cottage Hill.
You know where Granger's is?
Yeah.
It's before you get to Granger's coming from airport.
Okay.
Past Briquettes and
same side
all
of
that
the
on
road?
The left.
Yeah,
the left.
I believe so. Oh, wait. Yeah, Granger's is on the left.
Going that way, it's on
Johnson
the left.
And Johnson Supply is on the right. So, yeah. Same side as Granger. In fact, right before you get to Granger.
I get breathing heavy when I walk in there.
Yeah, we can hear you breathing. I was wondering who was dare to breathe on the show.
Yeah, he was sitting there thinking, 7-Eye gas top range.
With a griddle.
Griddle
in the middle.
Well, I had one other question. You can answer it after we do the break.
Okay.
Are you two still doing parties for a fee?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Just so you can, in fact,
you can tell people how to get in touch with you for that?
We got a couple coming up, and we haven't set dates or anything, but we will certainly share the menus with you from them and pictures and maybe some video of Mike and a fool out of himself.
That's easy to do.
Yeah. I'm holding the singers.
I'm a natural at that.
I'm holding the singers back.
Oh, okay.
Okay. But, all yeah, right. If you were interested in us hosting a wine party at your home, just go to our Facebook page or send us an email at sipandchew@mail.com.
There you go.
Hey, there you go. I just felt like this was the season to get that in.
Yep, got that anniversary coming up. There you go.
Yeah.
Brace yourself. Had to add a little class.
Get on the line. Call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
All that cats is drinking that wine, drinking that mess, their delight when it gets rough.
Santa Claus goes straight to the ghetto. Hitch up your reindeer, go straight to the ghetto. Santa Claus go straight to the ghetto. Fill every stocking you find.
The hot tub.
The kids are going
to James Brown. Don't hurt nobody.
Yeah, James Brown. And it's interesting that we play a James Brown comical tune. Did you see Eddie Murphy hosting Saturday Night Live?
I don't watch Saturday Night Live.
I don't usually, but I watch Eddie Murphy. You would have liked their cold open. They ripped, believe it or not, ripped every single Democratic candidate apart.
I can't.
They tore them apart.
I can't believe that. So.
Yeah, it was hilarious. It was really good. And they had a lot of former guest hosts and guests or cast members come on and play the different
candidates. I didn't even know he was on there until I was looking on Facebook and I saw that he guest hosted and did Mr. Roberts' Neighborhood.
Yeah, I haven't watched that one yet. I watched the Gumby. And during his monologue, he gets interrupted by Tracy Morgan, and then by Chris Rock, and then by Dave Chappelle. And then one of the new cast members comes out there to interrupt, who's a white guy. And before he can really say anything, Keenan comes up there, the current longest running member on the cast right now. And he goes, no, man, this is just us, and ushers him off. And it was all these other guys paying their tribute to Eddie that I have my career because of the path you blazed.
Yeah.
And it was funny, but it was also a very nice moment because I don't know about Tracy Morgan, but Eddie Murphy discovered Chris Rock.
Yeah.
And helped promote him early on in his career, as he did Arsenio Hall.
I used to like Arsenio. Well, you know, today, our friend John Sislek is having a benefit over there in Fish River area for his wife, Linda. And they've got Rondell and Kit Kats, 11 brothers, and an array of other musicians going to be playing today. He says on Facebook it's going to happen. I don't know if it's indoors or what.
Yeah.
I plan on going. I've got a certificate for a wine dinner that we're doing.
Right.
We agreed to donate for a silent auction. I'm going to go. And I don't know how long I'm going to stay, but I'm going to go anyway.
And I can't go because I ran into two conflicting commitments.
Ro-ro.
And I could not get off from work to go today because the owner of Sim's House of Pizza, Chris Brill, is in Jacksonville getting married tomorrow.
Oh.
So he needed –
Jacksonville, Alabama or Jacksonville, Florida?
Yeah, or Tallahassee. Maybe in Tallahassee.
Tallahassee. They don't have ministers here to marry him, or is she over there?
Anna's family lives in Tallahassee.
Oh, okay. Well, congratulations.
So he's out of town this week, and said the only thing he was nervous about was the dance. Mm-hmm. I ain't got any rhythm, Stu. I ain't got any rhythm. Can't dance at all. I said, just walk in a circle, don't step on her.
No, Lordy. Lordy. But anyway, this thing, they're going to have a silent auction, a guitar raffle. This guy, the place where it's going to be at, is the Fritz Brothers Guitar Factory. This guy, I forgot what company he used to work for, but he builds custom guitars for people. He's built them for every many, many well-known musicians around the world and custom build them for him. And he's got a big workshop. And they do. They sit
he's
around and pick.
Luthier.
They sit around and pick and play all the time.
The guys that build the guitar, that's called a luthier.
Yeah. But you know, if you wanna go, he's got his number out there. It's $20 donation. You have to RSVP at 707-937-5163. I think 707 is the Napa Valley area.
Oh, okay.
Hey, I didn't have my pen out. Say that number one more time.
It's 707.
707.
937.
937.
5163.
5163.
And you can just text and say, but it is BYOB, okay? Mm-hmm. And I think there's going to be food.
Bring your own Bailey.
Bring your own broad.
There, and bring your chair and your cooler. Mm-hmm. So please visit the GoFundMe page.
Sound like
well.
There's going to be some tailgating.
It sounds like a tailgate, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But it's going to be a fun time, and it's for a great cause.
Yeah.
John's been a friend of ours since day one here.
Yeah, all the best, John.
And with his drunken turkey chicken, or his drunken turkey and calls that he used to do. And I've been there a couple of times. He's got a really cool place, but it's a fun place. And,
I have, you know, the work I do, weekends are pretty much not available.
Right.
And, so I haven't had a chance to go out there, but one Sunday I'm going to make it out there. And,
yeah, we ought to go out there one day.
Yeah.
So any hoot. So what?
Hey, what you doing?
What you doing for Christmas?
We are actually hosting my family's Christmas get together Christmas Eve. My family's always done it Christmas Eve.
Mm-hmm.
I just said, you know, because of the work I do, weekends and holidays don't usually happen. Well, my father was in law enforcement. It was the same way.
Yeah.
My brother was a commercial electrician at a plant over in Mississippi, and it was just if Christmas came up on your day that year, you work Christmas kind of thing. So Christmas Eve always seemed to work out better for us. And it also works out great because then Heather and I can go spend Christmas Day with her family, and we're going to go have dinner with her grandmother. And it's special that we're hosting it this year. Because really, this is the house where Donald Christmas began.
Oh, okay. Awesome.
When I was a kid, when all of us had our first Christmas together, all four kids and my parents, was at the house I live in now.
That's cool.
And Heather and I have been restoring it, and I got a little work left to do in the dining room before Tuesday, but I've got half the floor restored. I have to get the other half done. And food will probably be a little sparse because everybody's got a tight schedule now. My niece and nephew, I believe, are performing at their church that evening. So it's going to be a 2 to 4 o'clock thing. Yeah. So Heather and I can be asleep by 5 Christmas
Eve. You were talking about your brother. When I worked retail, I worked for K&B Drugs, and they never closed, only if a hurricane hit. That was only for a few hours. And
speak up, Mike.
I can. My voice is gone.
Yeah.
But when I worked for K&B Drugs, it was always, they said, well, you'll have to work this Christmas, but you can be off next year. Well, what happens during the year? I get transferred to another store, and then I'm at the bottom of the totem pole there, and I have to work it again.
Yeah.
So that's when I got out of the retail business. I've been back.
Yeah, when I was a campus officer at Belmont University in Nashville, we had the same thing. If you work Christmas this year, you didn't have to work it next year. And they did a great job maintaining that. And the same thing with, if you're at work when we set the clocks back, you work a 9-hour shift, get paid 8 hours.
Yeah.
But if you're there in the fall, you work a 7-hour shift, get paid 8 hours.
Yeah.
So it balanced out.
Well, you know, it's nice to be off for Christmas, but we know there's people who just can't do it, aren't that fortunate. But that's the career they choose, law enforcement, firemen, hotel, hospitality industry. Yep. There's so many that won't be able to be off for Christmas, but a lot of people volunteer to work anyway, so others can be with their family, you know.
There was a judge in Nashville, Judge Leon Rubenstein, and you could guess by his last name, he was Jewish. He would volunteer, and this was, you know, one of the big, heavy judges that tried a lot of things.
Yeah.
Of serious of nature. he would volunteer to work every year Christmas Day at night court so that the ones who were of Christian faith could have the day off.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, he was a good man. He was a good man. Judge Rubenstein. He was a personal friend of a friend of mine's mother.
Mm-hmm.
And so we all liked Judge Rubenstein. He was he had always looked over her career and just because he had been good friends with her dad.
You know what, Stu? I hope next Sunday me and you have our energy back.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Take it easy, Mike. Did it have a bone in it? Did it have a bone in it, buddy?
It felt something. I felt something in there.
Well, we are experiencing our first Christmas with Kitty Cat.
Yeah.
Not too much damage to the tree.
Yeah.
He likes to get in and climb the trunk and pull the lights
right,
out.
Right, right.
So he has been introduced the squirt bottle of water.
Yeah.
And well, he's not a fan.
I'm treeless this year.
Mm-hmm.
But my cat squirt bottle won't do any good because he jumps in a shower with me.
Yeah.
And he did it yesterday morning. He just.
You need a video of
what
that.
What he did, well.
No, we don't.
No, we don't need a shower.
No, we don't.
But Charlie, what he'll do, he'll get a flying. He'll start running toward the shower curtain, right. And he'll jump at the shower curtain because he'll see me behind it,
uh-huh.
And he just jumps at it like he's going to jump on me, and he just slides down the shower curtain right into the tub.
Wow.
So he's hilarious.
We have a shower door.
Well
that fancy. Might be – that. See, that could be a whole new video version of how to wash a cat.
He gets to clean his cat because he gets in the shower all the time. Man.
I'm just looking for the guy that put cat – spray in a spray can.
I'm gonna have to I've already started closing the bathroom door when I go in there for whatever shower whatever because he won't leave me alone will not leave me alone.
Mm-hmm.
But he has gotten better at sleeping at night.
Yep.
He'll behave himself and lay down next to me. Yeah. And keep me warm, and I keep him warm, I guess. I don't know.
The spray flea thing went right past you, but I was talking about you hit that button and it goes, and that cat just, my cat will just go berserk. So we threw the can away.
You can't just go like that. A friend of mine taught me that. He would just hiss himself and send cats drunk.
Oh, yeah. Well, if I'm trying to get her to go out the door to get outside, and she'll stand there and look at me with the door standing open.
Yeah. Starter pistol.
All you got to do is go, and they're gone.
Yeah, use a starter pistol. It just makes a lot of noise, but doesn't do any damage. That gets
nothing phases him. So I tried everything, and short of
if I fired a starter pistol, all my concealed carry neighbors would be on my porch.
Do you know what bubbles you're going to pop New Year's Eve? Have you picked one out this year?
Not yet. Oh yeah, I'm working on it.
Okay,
you're going to have some tips on that next Sunday.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, see what the hot new bubbles are this year?
They don't change a whole lot, but some things get popular, some things don't.
All right. Folks, when we come back from this next break, we will be talking with the man of the hour himself, John from Fish River. But right now we're fixing to go to a break, but you can text us or call us at 343-0106 on the What Is It, Mike?
It's the Callahan Social Irish Club.
No, it's not. It's the Callahan's Irish Social Club.
I know it. I've had bronchitis. Give me a break.
All right, Lunger.
One more cough before the break.
There you go.
Talk about
your microphones. Okay. Is hot. Yeah.
They are. Hey, we want to thank our sponsors real quick.
I want to sponsor our thanks.
Of course, Callahan's Irish Social Club and
You got it right that time.
Our,
I was messing with you.
Well, why are you checking in? Our social club for our sponsor, our text line. We want to thank Hall Sausage, Beverly and them over there. And
Deborah.
Of course.
Deborah.
Deborah, I'm sorry.
Who's Beverly?
I'm sick. Okay?
Yes, you are, sir. But what's your excuse for getting the name wrong?
Especially Tony Sawyer and the gang down there at Bob's Downtown Diner. As a matter of fact, we got Tony on the line, I think, right here, right now.
All right, let's go to line three.
All right, Tony, what's up, buddy?
Hey, good morning. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas, fellas.
Merry Christmas.
How's the weather down there at Fat and Happy?
Oh, weather's like it is over there at the studio right now, raining and cold.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, cool.
Come on out now. We're open, so.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
Pilot, are you going to be open New Year's or Christmas Day?
We are not going to be open Christmas Day.
Good for you, sir. Good for you. I honor you for that decision, sir.
But you got a little buffet going on this morning.
Buffet? No, we don't do buffets.
Not buffet.
Brunch. See, brunch. None of us can talk right.
Yes.
None of us can talk right.
Hey, I don't want to take much of y'all's time today. Merry Christmas from Bob's Downtown Diner to all you beautiful souls in Mobile and everybody that listens to 106.5, Sip and Chew. So thank y'all for a wonderful 2019, and we look forward to 2020.
Absolutely.
We're going to make it a good
year.
Thank
you very much, Tony. And your friendship and partnership with us has been just a thing of beauty this year. We sure appreciate everything you do for the citizens of Mobile.
And I appreciate you started the challenge to get us out to Beverly Hills.
Yeah.
For that award show that day, that time.
I hear you.
You were a big part of that, buddy. Thank you.
Well, I'm honored to be a part of y'all's show, so thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Yes, sir.
And the big question is, are you a sipster or are you one of the Chewish folk?
Well, you know, I've done laughed over my belly, so I'm going to have to say I'm a foodie.
All right. All right, Tony. Merry Christmas, brother.
Thank you, buddy.
Hey, Merry Christmas, guys. Thank you.
All right, let's go to Mike.
All right.
On line two, we got Mike. And
good morning, Mike. We don't know where you are.
I'm on Airport Boulevard.
Okay. So are we.
So are we.
Yeah.
Well, how can we help you, sir?
I need a good recommendation for a reasonably priced dry red wine.
Ooh.
All right, Mike, see. Spring into action.
Well, right now, with the holidays, a lot of the retail shops have a lot of specials on wines. But I want to tell you, Pinot Noir, right now at Christmas time, it's a great wine to have. And a Syrah, particularly a Cote de Rhone out of France. But a Syrah out of Paso Robles, California, or anywhere in California, actually.
Or down under, Australia, New
Australia,
Zealand.
Australia, yeah, the Shiraz down there.
Look for one called Maddie's Perch. I don't know if Mike's had it.
I don't know if that's – is it available here? I don't know if it's available here.
I've had them before but they're very expensive, like $5,
right now,
$6
Pinot Noir. Get an Oregon Pinot Noir, a New Zealand Pinot Noir, or a French Burgundian, and you can't go wrong, man. Can't go wrong.
Okay.
Or Arbor Mist Blackberry.
That's probably where I'll lean towards right there.
Don't listen to that guy. He's just a food guy. He don't know nothing.
All right, Mike. Hey, thanks for calling in, and Merry Christmas, Mike.
Yeah, I'm more of an MD.
Now, the man of the hour, John from Fish River. John, good morning, sir.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Good morning. Hey, thanks for the plug. I appreciate that.
Oh, we love you, brother.
If you're looking to see where the place is, you can look up Fritz Buzz Guitars, and it'll give their location. Just come down Danny Road. You see some cars alongside the road. It's there and around the corner.
Man, that sounds like you're giving directions at Petticoat Junction, doesn't it? Well, you go down there by Old Man Tanner's farm. Old Man Tanner's farm, not new Mr. Tanner.
Yeah, but it's going to be rain or shine. We got a lot of under roof. We got my tacky place here and across the hedge. We have the big building that is going to be primarily in where the bands are going to be staged for the most part.
Okay.
But good time. And, Stu, we're having chili.
Oh, man, I'm going to miss chili. And, I looked at the calendar and I went, oh, man, both of those are the same day.
Yeah, I know you told me that a couple weeks ago. You're going to have to work.
Yeah. I was trying to get off, but it just didn't work out, buddy. But I'm there in spirit, and you're in my prayers. You know that.
Thank you, man. Thank you, Linda. We need a lot of that right now.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Well, I hope it's a great success.
I'll see you later on, okay?
I'll be there, buddy.
Hey, what's the word, sir?
Baba Ganoush and provolone.
Provolone, brother.
Merry Christmas.
Oh, Merry Christmas. Well, Mike, we've been doing our recommendations of local gift giving that you can do this year. Here's my, I don't know if you brought one in with you prepared today. Okay.
I got one.
This was an easy one for you last minute shoppers, Michael Bailey. You can go to Sam's Club and you can get gift cards for Roosters downtown.
I saw that on Facebook.
Way to go, Frankie Little, is some Isn't kind of great? Special too. Like it's like something like, don't quote me on this, $225 gift cards for $35, something like that. Mm-hmm. It's a good deal.
At Sam's Club.
At Sam's Club.
Somebody's doing some marketing.
There you go. And that's not the only restaurant in town, man. Go to a locally owned restaurant. Heroes. Mm-hmm. I know Dave Rass's got those gift cards, and you can use them at either Heroes or the Royal Scam.
I love a gift card for a restaurant. I really do.
Especially if it's one they haven't tried
before.
Or
a wine shop.
Because then you're not just giving them, hey, here's this. I didn't put any thought into it. It's like, I thought you would like this restaurant, and I want to pay for it.
Yeah.
You know? And some people may look down their nose on a gift card, but why? You're giving someone the chance to get exactly what they want.
Not only that, you hope they will think about you for a moment or two while they're enjoying the meal. Mm-hmm.
Don't get food poisoning.
I mean, now, if I get reaching my stopping and I've got one of those coupon books from McDonald's like I got when I was a kid, I'm not going to be excited. I reach in my stocking, hint, hint, Heather, and there's a gift card for Noble South.
Oh.
I'm going to be very excited. Or Dolphins, you know, or Southern National. Think of these great restaurants. Southwood Kitchen.
Great present.
Any Panini Pete's, you know?
Yeah.
I'm sure there's going to be, you could use it at Ed's Sunset Liquid Point.
Ink. I mean, Squid Ink.
Yeah, the Squid Inks, I like to call it. The Squid Inks.
But, and folks, as far as the wine, and of course, wine always makes a great gift, but something that makes a statement in your home is a really nice decanter.
Yeah.
A wine decanter. Yeah. They're like a showpiece, and they show you have a little sophistication about yourself. And you can buy those at a good number of the wine shops around town.
Like a Dom Key Market.
You can go to TJ. I've seen them at TJ Maxx. I've seen them at a number of other stores, too. But decanters make a great gift.
Mm-hmm. And if you know an engraver, you want to give a gift to someone who's wine thing, go to TJ Maxx, get $7.95 for the decanter, take it to an engraver, and personalize it.
Yes. Well, Stu, Charlie.
Hey, Mike, bottoms up.
Stu, Charlie, Phil, Merry Christmas to y'all.
Merry Christmas,
Merry Christmas, everybody out there.
That took us out a little early. A little early so we could enjoy this music.
Yep. All right. Provolone, folks.
Love the harmony.
Bearing gifts, we traverse afar. Field and fountain, moor and mountain, following yonder star. Born a king on Bethlehem's plain, gold I bring to crown him again.